All right. Father's Day is coming up, and we talk about books, and we have a really good one. This is a lot of fun. Carmen has been looking through this all morning, and Allie, too, because they are trivia people. It's called The New Baseball Bible. Notes, nuggets, lists, and legends from our national pastime. It's written by Dan Schlossberg, who we know. Dan has been on our show before, and I met him in Arizona. The foreword is Jay Johnstone, and a preface by Alan Schwartz, who's a math major. But, Pat, before we bring Dan on, let me just say, it's one of those books you pick up any page. And
right.
How many pages? It's like 400 pages.
Yep.
Any page. I don't care what page you pick up, you're going to learn some little nugget about baseball and something you could just talk about and say, God, I didn't know that. So, Dan, welcome to the show. Congratulations on a good book, The New Baseball Bible.
Thank you very much, Marty. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's great for rain delays, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's great for rain delays.
It's great for rain delays.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
You know what? This may be a three-way conversation. I'll have to translate for the great Dan Schlossberg. It's so loud out here, Dan. Please forgive us.
I do hear some noise in the background, but I'll speak up a little bit.
All right. Yeah, we got a band to my right here, so that's what's going on. But, Dan, tell us about the book. You originally came out in 2002, and now this is an update. And just give the people an idea of what's in the book and some of the things that you enjoy writing about.
Well, the idea of the book, Marty, was to do the Old Farmer's Almanac with a baseball format, baseball motif. And there are lots of illustrations, lots of cartoons, lots of things never published anywhere previously, tons of pictures, tons of trivia and information that you won't find anywhere else, such as the girl who struck out Babe Ruth, a true story. She struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig consecutively in 1932 and then had her contract voided by Kennesaw Mountain Landis. So that's just an example. There's a whole section, Hank Aaron versus Babe Ruth. World War II travel restrictions, how it impacted baseball. So there are things you can find on any section, any chapter, any topic. It's all here.
Yeah, I love it. Pat, I just picked up page 143, right? There's a picture of Ichiro. By winning both the Rookie of the Year and MVP honors in 2001, Seattle's Ichiro Suzuki joined Fred Lynn of the 75 Red Sox as the only men to take both awards in the same season. Ichiro, who uses only his first name, won after becoming the first player since Jackie Robinson in 1949. I did not know this. To lead the majors in batting and stolen bases.
Wow.
I never knew that. I didn't know that.
That's the whole idea of the book. You can find something on just about every page, no matter how rabid a fan you are. You'll find something on every page that'll make you say, gee, I didn't know that. I mean, who knew that Jim Palmer's nickname was Cakes? I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because he used to have pancakes every day.
That's right.
Yeah. That one I knew. Very good. But we're teasing with Dan.
You'll even find Marilyn Monroe's military ID card, and it says Norma Jean DiMaggio on it.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
But I've seen the picture. In Lefty O'Doul's had the picture of Marilyn Monroe, right? That's right. Tom O'Doul just said that. Hey, Dan, it's really a lot of fun. As I say, there's so many different things in the book. How long does it take you to update a book like this?
Well, this really took a couple of years because everything had to be current through the 2016 World Series. And by the way, who ever thought we'd see the Cubs win the World Series after 108 years? I never thought I would.
Dan, let me ask you, if one of the great Giants broadcasters, announcers is driving in listening to this program right now, you're John Miller, one of the great historians of all of baseball, Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko, Dave Fleming, what would be one nugget that you could share that they may use on today's broadcast involving the Giants or Twins?
Very good question. Well, I was in Fenway Park in 1999 when they announced the team of the century, and Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn were both there, and they were telling the story of that great 16-inning game. And Marichal said, Alvin Dark wanted to take me out for a pinch hitter in the 10th inning, and I didn't want to go out. And I said, as long as that old man is out there, I'm staying out. And Warren Spahn said, Bobby Bregan wanted to pinch hit for me in the 10th inning, and I didn't want to go out. And I said, as long as that young guy is out there, I'm staying in the game. So they both stayed in, both threw over 200 pitches. The game ended on a Willie Mays home run at the bottom of the 16th inning. Unbelievable game. 1963.
Very good. That's a good one. How about this? President's half-brother. Do you know this, Pat? Owned the Phillies? Now, Charles B. Taft, half-brother of President William Howard Taft, owned the Phillies for a brief period early in the century. And, Dan, what else is Taft known for?
Supreme Court.
That's right. But didn't he throw out the first pitch?
Yes, he did. He did that as well. But he later became a Supreme Court justice as well.
All right, and also
only president ever to do that, by the way.
All right, very good. And
I'll give you another one for John Miller. John, I hope you're listening. John McGraw and Christy Mathewson were roommates, which is unbelievable because John McGraw was sort of like, you know, the salt of the earth, used very bad language and all this stuff, and Mathewson was a college guy, very polished and refined, but they respected and loved each other, and they were roommates on the road.
And they lived together in New York because the wives liked each other. So McGraw and his wife, Blanche, I think, and Mathewson and his wife shared an apartment together in New York. How about that?
That's true. And we've got to mention Mel Ott as well, because Leo DeRocher's quote, "Nice guys finish last," is not accurate. What he actually said was, he was talking to a bunch of reporters, and he looked over at the Giants dugout. Leo was with the Dodgers then. He looked over at the Giants dugout. He said, "Look at Ott, such a nice guy, and they'll finish eighth for him." There were eight teams in the league, and it got twisted around to "nice guys finish last." DeRocher used it as the title of his autobiography, and it's in Bartlett's Familiar Quotations, and it's an inaccurate quote.
And, of course, Leo said when he got the Cubs job, he said, "Look, this is not an eighth-place team that I'm taking over." And he was right. They ended up in 10th.
Very well put. But it's better than a rotating band of head coaches.
That's right. Well, Bob Kennedy, that was General Wyatt that came in and had that crazy idea with Phil Wrigley. He sold it to him. An Air Force general came in and had that, the rotating coaches. Dan Schlossberg is with us. This is like a trivia contest. This is good. I like this.
Well, Dan, you don't want any part of Marty Lurie. I can promise you that, pal.
Well, I spent some time with him over a chopped liver sandwich, so I'm okay.
We had lunch in Arizona together. The new baseball Bible is the book. Dan, where do you get it?
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble or any major bookseller.
And probably up at the Book Tree in Montclair in Oakland, our guy up there. Hey, it's great to have you on. And one last thought about Taft. He was a big man, and he sat and watched the game, and he got tired in the seventh inning, and he stood up and stretched.
And everybody else stood up out of respect for the office, and so you have the origin of the seventh inning stretch.
How about that?
I had no idea. Thank you for that nugget. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
The book's terrific. You can pick up any page and come up with this stuff. Dan, thanks for what's doing with you today or this time of your life? What's up with you?
Well, I'm on a book tour. I'm doing a lot of talking. I'm going up to the Fenway Park Writers Series next Thursday. I'll be speaking up there. Then I'm going down to Atlanta for the Braves 400 Club Authors Luncheon a week later. So I'm going to be all over talking about the new baseball Bible and also a book I did last year called When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, which was about their 14 straight division titles.
Now, Pat, you would like that.
I'd love that. In fact, there was an interesting moment last night at the Braves game. Did you guys see that? It was one of those goofy promotions where they had a fan, and he was spotted a huge lead to run around the warning track. And he gets almost to center field, and they unleash this masked superhero, and he catches the poor guy. The fan had thought he won. He was about to rip through the tape, and the superhero passes him, and the poor fan falls on his face. It was really a funny baseball moment you won't see in any other sport.
Yeah, I saw it. It was called Beat the Freeze. The guy's called the Freeze. He wears a green uniform, and he caught the guy just as the fan started to celebrate. Yeah. He was just about to cross the finish line, and he was so surprised to see this guy that he fell down, fell flat on his face. It was great.
Very funny. Hey, Dan, a pleasure having you on. Congratulations, and you're going to do well with this one. And if you come out this way, make sure you let us know.
Oh, I sure will. Another chopped liver sandwich in the waiting.
Okay.
Right on, Dan. See you, man.
Thanks.
Happy Father's Day.
All right, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
This book is fun.